This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And you know what that means. It's time to bring in our guy. He's Joe Fortenbaugh. 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. Our man in Vegas by way of the Bay Area. And, of course, the Sharp 600 podcast. Joe!
Morning, Joe.
Morning, buddy.
Gentlemen, it's a pleasure as always. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'd like to know one thing very quickly. How good does it feel when you live in Chicago to wake up on a Friday morning knowing that the Packers have already lost?
A lot of people feeling very good about that one, Joe. Feeling like there's sort of a changing of the guard going on in the division.
Yeah, a new feeling. I feel pity for the Packers.
Well, I'll tell you what. Aaron Rodgers, you really don't need to say much about him because whether you like him or you don't, we all have the same opinion of him from a talent perspective. But good God, the coaching and some of the supporting cast. How are you not feeding Aaron Jones the ball more? And at the end of the game, this is the big debate today. Fourth and two, yeah. 4 minutes to go. They decide to punt. Is that the hill you want to die on if you're Mike McCarthy?
You got to go for it.
Exactly. If you're going to die on a hill, do you want to die on the hill with your defense? Or would you rather have Aaron Rodgers take you out? If Rodgers can't get it done on fourth and two, no one's going to blame you for that decision. That's what you need to realize. You want the ball in the hands of the best player at the most crucial of moments, and McCarthy just doesn't seem to get that. So it's great news for the Bears, who have a big week, big game this week against Minnesota.
Yeah, you know, it was a Ty Montgomery moment. When you don't give Rodgers the ball, then you get fired. You get cut.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, you guys have got to be feeling pretty good. I don't have the Bears-Vikings game in the picks this week, but I will tell you this. It's interesting to see the spread sitting at 2.5. As we've talked about before, 3 points is the most key number in NFL betting. More games end with a differential of 3 than any other spread. 24-21, 31-28, 17-14. You get where I'm going. About 11 or 12% of the games out there land on 3. So you always want to be on the right side of it. But you can learn a lot from the sharp bookmakers when they have a game around 3 where they set it. A lot of people have 3 out there. The Westgate's one of the sharper books. They're putting 2.5 out there. It makes me feel that they're baiting you into betting the Bears a little bit this week because they like the Vikings. Now, the Vikings, they're rested. Obviously, we know they're a pretty good football team. I think the consensus right now, and this is something that Trubisky and Nagy and the rest of the Bears are going to have to overcome, the consensus on the Bears is that while they're winning, who are they doing it against? And once they get that big marquee win against a quality opponent up there, I think you're going to have everyone else buying in. But they have been playing very well. This should be a very loud game at Soldier Field. Very excited here in the Bay Area to see in a few weeks Khalil Mack getting flexed into John Gruden's spot. That's going over very well. So, you know, we're all just having great times here tracking the Bears this season.
All right, Joe, as much as we'd like to talk to you about Draymond Green, what are your college picks this week?
All right, so let's get into that. We're going to start with probably a game I'm looking at from an upset perspective. Now, I don't expect them to win this game, but I'm going to take Liberty plus 28.5 against Auburn. This is what I'm calling look-ahead weekend. All these teams, we have very few marquee matchups. Notre Dame-Syracuse is a good one, but for the most part, we have very few marquee matchups. All the big teams are going to be looking ahead to next week. For example, I'm not playing this game, but Urban Meyer, the week before playing Michigan, is 1-5 against the spread. A lot of people might like Maryland in that spot, especially if you can get 14.5 or higher. 5 straight years, Meyer has not covered the spread leading into Michigan. Same thing's true with Jim Harbaugh. He's 1-3, I believe. No, actually 3 seasons. Harbaugh plays to the under the week before Michigan. They don't show a lot offensively. They just want to survive these games. So when we look at Liberty plus 28.5 against Auburn, Auburn's had an up-and-down season. They've got Alabama next week. Gus Malzahn would like nothing more than to find a way to salvage this wreck by beating the Crimson Tide and trying to ruin – their near-perfect season. So when it comes to Liberty, don't show anything flashy. Try to avoid injuries. Get the hell out of there with the win. 28 in the hook's a good number here. Malzahn, in the week before playing Alabama, 1-3 against the spread. Now, he's been there one more year than that, but he had a bye the 1 year going into Alabama, so I'm not counting that. 1-3 against the spread the week before playing Bama. So we're going to take Liberty plus 28.5. Syracuse plus 10.5 against Notre Dame. I've gone back and forth on this. I know some guys in Vegas who like Notre Dame. They think this is a bad matchup for Syracuse. I've watched a lot of Syracuse this year. We used to bet Dino Babers all the time when he was at his previous stint in the MAC, for all the guys out there who like betting MACtion. He's got this team playing competitive football. They were right there with Clemson in a total letdown spot the next week against Pittsburgh. They suffered their other loss, but they were in that game as well. They're well coached. They've got a great, experienced senior quarterback in Eric Dungy who can make a lot of plays. Defensively is going to be the key. I don't know. Brian Kelly might shred these guys. You might want to look to the over, but I'm going to take the 10.5 with Syracuse in this game. I think it's a lot of points for a game that should be relatively close. Game number three, I mentioned it earlier, Michigan and Indiana. I'm going to go under 53.5. I think Michigan's going to want to pound the ball between the tackles, play defense, and not put anything on tape for Ohio State. The last 4 weeks, Michigan's defense has held the opposition to an average of just 8.5 points per game. Might be the best defense in the country, certainly the best defense in the Big Ten. Offensively, they don't score a whole lot. Like I said, Harbaugh the week before playing Ohio State, his Michigan team and the opponent are averaging a combined total of just 36 points per game. You really don't get a lot of scoring this week. I'm going to go under 53.5 Michigan-Indiana. Now, I'm not sure if this next one's going to be played because of the wildfires out here, but Cal's going to be hosting Stanford. I can tell you firsthand, the air quality is miserable. I haven't had my kid outside in more than a week. Wow. It's everyone's wearing masks or they're staying inside. It's like a ghost town, and these fires are over 200 miles away. So they might cancel this game, but if they don't, take the 2 points with Cal. Second-best defense in the Pac-12. Justin Wilcox has got them playing outstanding D. They have not won this series. They have not won a game in this series since 2009. They are due. The last 4 weeks, they held Oregon State to 7, Washington to 10, Washington State to 19, and USC to 14. Stanford's a bit vanilla this year. They're 5-11 against the spread over their last 16, following a point spread cover, which tells me they really can't string them together. So I'm going to take the 2 with Cal. I think they win the game outright. And then the final game, take the field goal with Iowa State at Texas. Now, we all know I'm a big Tom Herman fan, but this season I'm an even bigger fan of Iowa State. These guys can do it everywhere, man. Look, you want to get into a shootout with Iowa State? They'll oblige. You want to get down in the mud and play a physical, low-scoring game? They'll oblige. They're going to be without running back David Montgomery for the first half, but they've had that situation play out before, and they found a way to make it work. They've covered the number in 5 of their last 6. They're 9-1-1 against the spread over their last 11 road dates. Texas has dropped 2 of 3, and they're a sloppy football team. You cannot get sloppy against Iowa State, so we're going to take the 3 with the Cyclones. I think they win the game outright. So to recap, take the 28.5 with Liberty at Auburn. Take the 10.5 with Syracuse over Notre Dame. Take the under 53.5 Michigan-Indiana. Take the 2 with Cal. I think they beat Stanford, but I'm not sure they're going to play that game. And then take the 3 with Iowa State at Texas.
This segment with Joe Fortenbaugh is brought to you by Bet Chicago for betting and fantasy football coverage. Download the app today and bet for free.
And what do you like in the NFL, Joe?
Little shaky. My favorite game was actually last night with Seattle, based on a trend I've talked about the last few years on the podcast. But they ended up getting it done. Again, last night, a very important example of getting the best numbers. Seattle minus 2.5 was out there almost all week, right up until a day and a half before, and then it got to 3. So you've got to be able to do a little bit of shopping if you want to take your betting to the next level. As it pertains to Sunday's games, I'm going to take 1.5 with Tennessee at Indianapolis. Now, this might seem like recency bias because of what the Titans just did to the Patriots. That's part of it. But the Titans before the bye week are a very different football team than what they are after the bye. Two games after the bye, Monday night in Dallas, and then a short week in Nashville against the Patriots. They outscored both teams by a combined 62-24. Marcus Mariota looks like a different quarterback. The defense is flying to the football. The Colts are a nice story this season. They really are. I don't think Frank Reich is getting enough credit for what he's done, considering this was supposed to be Josh McDaniels' job, and he left everyone high and dry at the last minute. The Colts, this is a nice little season, but I think the defense gets after Andrew Luck in this one. Tennessee wins it outright. Game number two, I hate laying points on the road in the NFL, but I'm going to do it with Houston at Washington laying the field goal. The Redskins are a total fraud. They win this game last week against Tampa, who rolls up 3 points on 500 total yards of offense. That's an absolute embarrassment. You look at the Redskins this year, the teams they've beat, their 6 wins, the combined record of those teams, 21-33-1. The Redskins are 4-11 against the number over their last 15 when they come off a win, so they sure as hell can't string them together. Houston's off the bye. They've won 6 straight. They're playing very good football on both sides. The Redskins are 18th in yards per play, 26th in yards per play allowed. The NFC East is super weak this year. If these guys are in the playoffs, I don't even want to watch that game. I'll bet against them, but I'm not going to watch it. Lay the 3 with Houston over the Redskins. Next one's going to be a bit of a trendy one. I'm going to lay the 7 with the Chargers over the Broncos. The Broncos are one of the worst coach teams in the NFL. And people are going to say, well, yeah, but they're coming off the bye. Do you remember how they went into the bye? We had Houston in that game. And Vance Joseph mismanaged the end of the first half and the end of the game. The Broncos have got to be fed up with this guy. They're 5-15-1 against the spread in their last 21. The Chargers have been cooking. They're on a 6-game winning streak. 4 of their last 5 wins have come by 8 or more points. If they don't shoot themselves in the foot on special teams, they jump all over the opposition. I think they're going to hammer Denver in this game. And then Monday night, I'll tell you this, the Sharps are playing the Chiefs. They are taking the 3.5 with Kansas City at L.A. I'm going to play the over. I know everybody in the public's going to play the over. It's going to have the highest closing total of all time. It's sitting about 63. So what? Public doesn't lose them all. These two teams are tied for first in yards per play. They're tied for 24th in yards per play allowed. They've gone over 30 or more points in 8 of 10 games. They match each other so well. That Rams defense is not going to stop Patrick Mahomes. The Chiefs defense isn't going to stop anything. These two are going to be scoring left and right. If I get this one wrong, so be it. But Monday is going to be a classic scenario where the sharper guys are probably going to play the under. The public's going to play the over. I'm going to play the over in this one. It's one of those games where I'm so excited to watch it. I'll be damned if I'm going to bet against scoring when it's Patrick Mahomes versus Sean McVay. So your recap's there. I know the Sharps like the Chiefs. I'm going to play the over Monday night. Lay the 7 with the Chargers. Lay the 3 with the Texans. Take the 1.5 with Tennessee. Those who like teasers, tease the Chargers with the Saints. That should be as good as gold.
Joe, you are the greatest, my friend.
Thanks, Joe.
That's beautiful
stuff.
Love you,
boys. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you in a few days.
All right, pal.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.